when you used to start to break a horse in, well, the first thing, these young horses, they'd be, well, like all animals, they'd be a bit wild for a start. And it was often a job to, you know, for a start, to get a holder on them. And once you did that, and then the next thing, they'd be, you know, well, they put the harness on them in the stable or in a, tied up in the yard, and leave them just standing there all day with the harness on, you know, to, and then when it, you know, when the other working horses came home, it'd be took off the same as all the others, and it'd be put in its stable, you see. But I mean, that was a, you know, one way of doing it. Well, then the next stage would be in the springtime, wheat and that used to be rolled with a, what do you call it, wheel roll, quite a heavy thing. Mm-hmm. And it, think of it, it had shafts on, and they'd have one horse in the shafts and two on the front. But the one on the front would be a young one who was breaking in to the side of the other one, you see. So, actually, what was happening, you see, the young one was learning, you know, by repetition of what the others did.
Yeah.
Once they started doing that, well, I suppose within about, I don't know, depended on the animal, especially if there was going to be part of a team, like of two or three, well, it'd more or less carry on and it'd just fall into place, you know.
Mm.
You know, they wouldn't be... but that was one way of breaking in.